What Will It Take to Impeach Biden? By Donald Jeffries. It certainly seems as if President Joe Biden has committed impeachable offenses. Weaponizing the Justice Department and the FBI, suspicious financial shenanigans in Ukraine, covering up his son Hunter's own probable criminal offenses, holding political prisoners from the January 6th protests behind bars without any due process, among other things. The list is long. Speaker of the House Kevin McCarthy, Republican California, is moving cautiously, to put it very kindly. Long recognized as a typical rhino, McCarthy doesn't seem like the type to lead such an effort. Using what is becoming a favorite expression, that some Biden transgression is rising to the level of an impeachment inquiry, McCarthy recently told Sean Hannity on Fox News. When President Biden was running for office, he told the American public that he has never talked about business. He said his family has never received a dollar from China, which we now know is not true. We now have some of the most credible whistleblowers, these tenured IRS agents who have come forward, said that the Biden family has been treated differently. And you're sitting here where now you have found millions of foreign money, now we found that it has been funneled through shell companies. We only followed where the information has taken us. But this is rising to the level of impeachment inquiry, which provides Congress with the strongest power to get the rest of the knowledge and information needed. Because this president has also used something we have not seen since Richard Nixon. He used the weaponization of government to benefit his family and deny Congress the ability to have the oversight. Biden's problems are often intertwined with his problematic son Hunter. McCarthy recently referenced old but bombshell news that Hunter Biden had capitalized financially with a Romanian national, later convicted of corruption, while his father was vice president. House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer, Republican Kentucky, detailed how the Bidens received more than $1 million in 17 incremental payments. McCarthy noted that all but one of those payments went to what he termed Biden shell companies, while Joe Biden was vice president. Comer declared that the elder Biden had been lecturing Romania on anti-corruption policies, when in reality he was a walking billboard for his family to collect money. Hunter Biden's attorneys were recently accused of ethical violations themselves, by lying to the court regarding their representation status. Hunter Biden was initially given a real slap on the wrist, being allowed to plea bargain down to probation for charges of failure to pay taxes and felony federal gun charges. House Ways and Means Committee Chairman Jason Smith, Republican Missouri, called it a sweetheart deal. This celebrity special sentencing collapsed when the arrogant presidential offspring demanded blanket immunity for all other criminal conduct, including all of his foreign lobbying. Joe Biden, supposedly referred to as the big guy by Hunter and the seeming recipient of a cut of his son's illicit financial profits, may now be facing scrutiny over his role in his son's business dealings. Some congressional Republicans continue to push for Hunter Biden to be charged as an unregistered foreign agent. In 2020, an FBI informant revealed that a Ukrainian oligarch had paid some $10 million in bribes to Hunter and then Vice President Biden in an attempt to influence U.S. government policy. There is evidence that Joe Biden met personally with Hunter's associates in several countries, including China, Russia, and Ukraine. One of the many damning pieces of information on Hunter's infamous laptop is his complaint that he was being forced to give half of his income to his father. Earlier this year, the House Oversight Committee identified 9 members of the Biden family who supposedly were paid by shadowy figures in China and Romania. There have been rumors about what else may be on Hunter Biden's laptop, including the rape of a 10-year-old girl and footage of Hunter's then 14-year-old niece in various states of undress. Consider that the Democrats managed to steamroll through 2 impeachments of Donald Trump, including one for a pretty innocuous phone conversation between the then-president and Volodymyr Zelensky of Ukraine, in which Trump urged him to investigate any potential corruption. So, Trump was impeached for asking that corruption be looked into, but Biden remains untouched while videotape of him bragging about getting a Ukrainian judge fired to prevent him from looking into his son's corruption exists. McCarthy, and Republicans in general, don't exactly have a track record of going after the political opposition, so any prospective impeachment remains pretty questionable. Impeachment wasn't even suggested when Bill Clinton's government murdered American citizens at Waco. Most of our modern presidents have committed impeachable offenses. This certainly includes the present occupant of the White House.